Okay, good morning, everybody. I have no disclosures, but I would like to acknowledge a few other people in this room who are very involved in Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait Newark. Lori Navin, who's the from chapter New Jersey chapter of March of Dimes, and also Annabeth Brown, who've been instrumental in helping me evaluate the program. And so again, my role with Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait is as evaluator, but I'll be talking a little bit more about the programmatic aspects today. But this afternoon, just to give a little plug for my afternoon presentation, I'll be speaking more specifically about data issues that came up in the evaluation. So if you're interested, especially in the data aspect, you could come see me again at 2:30 this afternoon. So just to do a very quick evaluation here, how many people have heard of Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait in this room, just to get an idea? Okay, great. I'll include that in my report. So I don't need to spend too much time then on very basic introductions. But Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait, the premise is that it's a partnership among key entities. And these include, of course, March of Dimes chapter, the health department, the clinic, hospital, as well as the community. And so here we have some of the key stakeholders. And here we have what we call the five P's. So it's partnerships in the center. We have as well provider initiatives, public engagement, patient support, and of course progress measurement, which is the part I'm most engaged in. And the point is really to take what we have out there that we know works and make sure that the women are having access to these interventions for preterm birth that will work. So especially now that we do have finally some interventions for preterm birth, at least among women with certain indications, such as previous preterm birth, it's especially important to make sure that women are accessing prenatal care early enough to be able to take advantage of these interventions. And to do this, part of the goal of Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait Newark is to increase access to prenatal care, strengthen care coordination for patients, and again, optimize access to what we know works and all women should be getting. And of course, the ultimate goal is to reduce preterm birth. So many of you then are probably familiar with the flagship Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait program, which took place in Kentucky, which was very successful, and it showed a decline in preterm birth of 12.1% in the intervention area, from 15.7% at baseline, finishing at 13.8%, and this was a greater decline than the comparison city. So in Newark, what's exciting about Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait is that it was particularly adapted with the goal of reducing preterm birth among African American women in Newark. And a goal of 8% was agreed upon with a community advisory board in the beginning of the program. And so you have here a graph showing in 2011, which was the year before the start of the program, the rates of preterm birth in Newark. And you can see among African American women, to singleton births, the preterm birth rate was 11.5%, which was substantially higher than the other groups in Newark. And an 8% reduction is a goal of reducing the rate to 10.6%. So the first step in implementing the program in Newark was to sit down first with African American women in Newark and talk to them about what they saw as some of their issues in healthcare and in their opinions about preterm birth. And then the next step was to call together a community advisory board with a lot of the key players, and this include public health agencies, community organizations, clinicians and academics such as myself, and then finally to assemble study site teams, which in Newark include the two hospitals where nearly everyone in Newark and some surrounding communities give birth, as well as federally qualified healthcare centers, which also provide a lot of prenatal care in Newark. And through this process in the beginning, some target areas for the Newark project were identified. Since we knew that we couldn't do the exact same thing as Kentucky, there was different target population, different state of the current interventions at the hospital. So there was goals made specifically for Newark. And these are things that came up through all of these stakeholders in the beginning. And the risks for preterm birth that were seen very frequently included unplanned pregnancy, inadequate interval between pregnancies, and unhealthy weight. And yes, access to prenatal care is still a big issue, including having access to Medicaid, as well as systemic issues and logistical issues in appointment scheduling and that sort of thing, and actually getting women an appointment and getting them to see somebody for care. It was also felt that there was more from the clinician's end, that there was still a lack of understanding of why it was even important to have prenatal care. And on from the patient side, and this came up mostly in the focus groups, patients did not feel valued, and they felt really, quite frankly, treated poorly sometimes by healthcare providers, and that this was some reason that there wasn't much of an incentive to participate in the system. And they also, when presented with some of the current educational brochures being used in Newark at the sites involved in the study, they felt they weren't relevant to them. And so these were all of the things that Healthy Babies Worth the Wait Newark sought to address. And the way that the program does so is through some of these interventions. And this is an all-inclusive list, because Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait is sort of, it's very difficult sometimes to characterize every aspect of it because there's so many activities that grow out of the activities. It's sort of a moving target in terms of what all is happening. But these are the primary interventions. And in the area of patient support, March of Dimes has funded centering pregnancy groups, so centering pregnancy coordinators, as well as support some centers that already had some groups, supported the training and sort of tried to upscale it so more women would have access to it. And then the other intervention is to fund patient navigators at the two hospitals to help women have access to services that exist but they simply were not using. And so similar to what we heard from Dr. Wisdom, there was sort of an aha moment for everyone of, oh my goodness, all these things exist and women just are not, we don't know about each other and women don't know about us. And then at the community level, a program called Becoming a Mom, or in some cases Becoming a Parent when dads were involved, is a program that is a parenting program that has been implemented with community partners and at the study sites, and it's been very successful. In addition, there were specific brochures and an interactive calendar that women can use to keep track of appointments with different healthcare tips developed specifically for this program and specifically for African American women. And finally, there were also initiatives targeted at providers. And these involved customer service training for frontline staff, which came up as an issue in focus groups, as well as provider education on racial disparities and also best practices in preterm birth prevention. And another exciting aspect that grew out of the program that to try to address this problem of, similar to, I think, sewing up the safety net, was the problem that the services are very fragmented and that there are things that existing that people didn't know about and women weren't using. And the March of Dimes chapter in New Jersey helped develop this specific to Newark, a pregnancy resource sharing initiative, which includes meetings as well as an interactive online website to try to increase awareness among maternal health care service providers what all is out there. And then there were simply some what I call health system strengthening activities of sitting down at the table with different players to try to find out, well, how come women are waiting so long for appointments? Why is it they can't get an appointment? You know, with it, why does it take 2 months to get an appointment? What are the specific barriers? Actually, on a micro level at each institution, to try to break them down one by one. And as you'll see in a minute, that approach is sort of at the micro level at the same time as the macro level seems to be working. And finally, advocacy activities for Medicaid expansion in New Jersey, advocating for additional clinical staff in areas where there was a shortage of staff, as well as simply educating clinics on how to get women Medicaid, which is way more complicated than I ever had imagined when I first saw how complicated it was, and sort of to try to break down some of these barriers then at the macro level. So some of the impact so far of Healthy Babies Worth the Wait has been over 7,500 women who have been directly served by either patient navigators or some of the other programs I mentioned, such as Centering Pregnancy or Becoming a Mom classes. And over 1,000 healthcare healthcare providers have been educated. But some other things have come up that maybe weren't as expected. And one has been that these meetings at the sites have been a venue for quality improvement discussions and activities in a way that wasn't quite anticipated. And it really sort of energized the leaders at the sites to try to do more to improve their access to care. And they often didn't have the opportunity previously to sit down and say, okay, how can we make wait time shorter? And so something that simple of sitting down at the same table and trying to address some of the problems at their institutions has been very successful. The Community Advisory Board also saw people sit down together at the table for the first time in Newark who hadn't previously and meet each other for the first time and learn about each other's services and how they can send their clients to some of the other services. And we'll talk about this in a minute, will hopefully continue after the initial start of Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait. And finally, the presumptive Medicaid eligibility work group that was formed to, again, try to get women Medicaid has been another very successful part of the program. So looking more closely, though, at data is what I'm involved in the evaluation. And I'm just going to talk very briefly about four aspects of the evaluation and give you just a little bit of highlights from the evaluation, which is not complete because we're in the third year of a three-year program. So the final results, you can come back next year, and I'll give you the final results. So we instituted a provider survey at baseline. And this provider survey, I'll talk more about in a second, but one of the big things we saw was that it suggested a need for cultural competency training, which was then incorporated into the program. In addition to the initial focus groups with women, we also had focus, which were more sort of where the needs assessment focus groups. We had some evaluation focus groups, specifically women who saw patient navigators. We're conducting a survey of patients in both of the study hospitals postnatally, and we're doing ongoing analyses of birth data, which is what I'm going to talk about this afternoon. So just to talk a little bit briefly about each of those aspects. So in the baseline provider survey, we found that the providers really felt that lack of financial resources, as well as women won't participate, were some of the main reasons women weren't be able to access the services they need. And again, these we've been trying to incorporate into the patient navigator and the community resource network to try to break down some of these barriers. In regards to progesterone therapy, the good news was most all providers in Newark are using progesterone therapy when appropriate. However, they did see some problem with non-compliance, either because women weren't coming into care early enough during their pregnancy to start them at a time when it will actually be effective, or they were not coming to their visits, their weekly visits for their shots for the therapy. And finally, providers did feel that sociocultural issues are important, but that they wanted more skills for these issues. The focus group showed that navigators helped women, besides just, you know, getting them appointments, they were able to provide women with sort of some hand-holding and emotional support that these women really needed. In particular, there are even some situations where they acted as ombudsmen to the women who might have had some issue or miscommunication with their doctor or another member of medical staff. So really sort of helped in some ways we didn't anticipate. The patient survey is just now completed, so I don't have a lot of data to show you, but it did show that the strategy of where Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait was implemented was effective in reaching a lot of women, because we all the women who took the survey, which would be at the two hospitals where women give birth in Newark, 74% had attended prenatal care at a site involved in Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait. So that just shows how integrated the program was into the maternal and child health services in Newark. 19% had used a patient navigator, and 7% had either attended Centering Pregnancy or the Coming Among group, and 36% had heard of Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait. So not quite as many as those of you in this room. And these are the trends in preterm birth in Newark so far. And you can see that, and I'm comparing it here to African-American women in the rest of New Jersey. And you can see the good news is there's a downward trend both in the rest of New Jersey and in Newark of decline in preterm birth. However, it is a bit declining a bit steeper in Newark. So far that is consistent with a positive effect of the intervention, although we're waiting for final data to say for sure. And you can see the goal will be further reduction. The 10.6% is that 8% goal that we're aiming for. So finally, Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait is trying to incorporate now a continued partnership. And as I mentioned, some of these exciting activities with the happening at the site level, as well as the community level, will continue. So really it sort of motivated everyone to sit down at the same table. And some of these activities are planning on continuing in Newark, including some exciting new areas, such as expanding into the Newark City Schools. So thank you very much for your attention, and you're welcome to contact me at this address if you have any further questions, and I can put you in touch with other people in the program in Newark if you're interested. Thank you.